We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. A really impressive, hard-fought victory for your team last Thursday night in a tough place to play at Maine. You went 34-24, and you've gone back and looked at that game. What impressed you with the way your team played?
Well, I mean, it was a really exciting game. I'd say from the perspective of a fan, just a football fan, you know, to be back out there in the fall. They had a great crowd, a lot of energy, a lot of noise. And the game was just momentum swings. We got off to a really fast start. Almost felt like for a minute that we might, you know, put them away. And then they came storming back with 24 unanswered points. We went into the locker room very much on our heels and then kind of came out in the second half. It was back and forth, but we were able to make the bigger plays in the second half and then obviously tie it up and then take the lead and then hold on there at the end. So I think probably the thing that most impressed me was just how we responded to that adversity. And when you're on the road and you're playing a talented team, a well-coached team, and you fall behind, they get that kind of momentum. Sometimes it's hard to dig yourself out of that hole. And we did so at halftime. I was really pleased and excited about the leadership with some of our veteran players.
First question this morning from Connor Metz. Go ahead, Connor.
Morning, Coach Rocco. Could you talk some about the importance of the turnover margin and the penalty margin in your win on Thursday and how it kind of speaks to the team's preparation and then execution in the fundamentals?
Well, those are the two things that to me definitively were the difference in the game. And then I did share that with the team after the game. Just, you know, we were pretty disciplined. We had one penalty in the game. Obviously, there's pictures that, you know, might have been able to have been flagged. And that's kind of always the case. But holistically, we had one penalty. And we protected the football and we were opportunistic in taking the ball away. So those were probably the two biggest indicators as to the outcome of the game. I agree with what Mark said here just a couple minutes ago that because of our spring season and we ended up playing eight games in the spring, this summer we were way ahead kind of mentally. I kind of backed off them physically. Categorically, we practiced a little bit different, a little lighter, a little less time, a little less scrimmaging. But mentally, we were really, really ready to go through the installation and we executed well. So I do think there was a reality that our recall was really good. We got our installation in really quickly. We got our guys into a lot of situations during this course of the camp where we really don't usually move as swiftly with the installation and the situations. And we were really good in those situations Thursday night up in Maine.
Next question, Danny, from Kevin Trostini. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach Rocco. Just wanted to ask you what the tape revealed on what happened on the block punt. And, you know, with that being something that's cropped up a bunch of times recently for you guys. What's the diagnosis on how that can stop being a problem for the Blue Hens?
Well, we're going to fake punts. We're going to run fakes every time we go out there. You know, it's always something a little bit different, Kevin. You know, we you make a correction in one area and then you kind of overcompensate a little bit. You know, I think if you just went definitively like, whose man was it? There was a guy responsible for blocking the guy that blocked the punt. But there is a, you know, combination of, you know, technique, assignment, execution. I think all those things are very real. And those things continue to be addressed and coached at a high level. And I think I'll leave it at that. I feel that, you know, it's obviously something that we've got to get corrected. And we have a couple different ideas as to how to go about moving forward here this week.
Hey, Coach, if I could just follow up on that. What do you guys like about the shield formation? You know, you've kind of gone with that, you know, with the three bigger, you know, punt protectors. What do you guys like about that particular formation for punt protection?
Opposed to what?
As opposed to other types of
such
protection.
As?
You know, in some formations, there's one guy back there or two guys back there, or yeah, you just, you know, I know that there's various formations that, you know, that are used by various teams.
I would say this, that regardless of what system you're in, there's always stress. And, you know, the stress in the system we're in has been identified as you shift to other, you know, formations and different protections, you know, there's stress at other places. I think a lot of it, Kevin, has to do with your punter's ability to kick the ball on the midline, kind of not wander off the spot. And basically at the end of the day, that's what you're protecting, a spot on the field. I know the team we're playing this week is a rugby punt team. So, you know, you'd go to a rugby punt if you had a rugby punter.
Right.
If you don't, then you really can't say, hey, let's go to a rugby punt. You'd have to have the proper kind of player to do that. So, you know, you start moving people around and kind of changing formations and doing things like that. In due time, you know, the stress will be identified and people will attack the stress. So, you know, I'd say holistically that in the pictures we've had that have not been efficient, there's an identified execution error. And that's like anything else. It's like, you know, if you don't, you know, in the slide pass protection, if the guy slides the wrong way, you're going to have pressure on your quarterback, you know, so it's not so much the protection, it's the execution. And we just did not execute the way you need to.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, your two wide receivers, Gene Coleman and Thyrick Pitts, are, you know, guys who received all conference recognition and certainly have built their reputation, but first time since 2009 at Delaware, you've had two receivers over 100 yards. How do those guys complement each other on the field?
Well, they're really, they're outstanding student athletes and they're great competitors. They're good friends. They're great teammates. They're really unselfish. They practice hard, both of them, every day. And they do complement each other as far as their abilities and their skill sets. They block for each other. They celebrate the other guy's achievements. And they were both really, really key components to our win up at Maine on Thursday. Gene Coleman had a long play down the sideline for touchdown, a great throw by Nolan, and over-the-shoulder catch, which he took into the end zone. And then Pitts made a phenomenal play on a just catching a slant with his big body and kind of breaking a couple tackles and then pulling away from the defense and extending it for a long touchdown. So those two momentum plays right there on our end, along with Nigel Hill kind of punching the ball out to create a fumble in the end zone, were really, to me, the three biggest moments of the game for us as far as momentum and creating an opportunity to come out of there with a win.
Obviously, Nigel's play was huge, but your defense as a whole pitches a shutout there in the second half. What was the biggest change that enabled you to do that in the second half?
Well, I think we executed better. I think that you know, the second quarter was a bad quarter for us, but I give a lot of credit to Maine and their coaches and their execution. I mean, you know, there are some plays every week that you kind of feel like, if you dial them up at the right time and if you execute, they're going to work. And they got us in some of those situations and they got the right coverage. They got the right matchup. They kind of got what they were looking for. And then to their credit, they executed really well and they got some big chunks off of it. And so I think in the second half, it was just a little bit more, you know, our eye discipline was not really where it needed to be. In the second quarter, for sure. And I think our eye discipline was better in the second half. And our we didn't attack the ball with great leverage through the course of the game. But in particular, in that second quarter, we kind of just got away from being who we were and doing what we've been coached to do. And they executed at a high level. And I think that led to the to the explosion of Maine in that second quarter.
Well, I'll let you go. As it at home on Saturday against St. Francis, just some early looks at St. Francis and some of the challenges that they might present.
Well, you know, it's they have a lot of new players. You know, this is kind of one of those weeks where, you know, we haven't played them in a while. I would say, you know, personally, saw them on tape a couple times. We played Sacred Heart. We saw them on tape there. I've seen them on tape a couple times, but a lot of new faces, a lot of new names, just trying to really work through all that right now. Offensively, they got a talented quarterback. They're kind of an RPO operation. And they're physical. This is a tough physical coach and mentality and football team. And they have done very well in that league, the NEC. And they're a difficult matchup. I know in their last 8, 9, 10 CAA games, matchups, they had not won, but I think 6 of the 8 or 7 of the 8 were less, you know, a touchdown or less. You know, the outcomes were all really, really tight, except for one time JMU got them on a lopsided score. But they had JMU in a close game also, you know. So it's interesting, you know, these matchups and their mentality coming in here kind of with nothing to lose, kind of like Sacred Heart did here this past spring. So we need to play better. Need to play a more complete game, and hopefully we'll be able to do that here on Saturday at home.
All right, Danny, thanks so much for your time this morning, and good luck on Saturday against St. Francis.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, take care.